This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to day number 3 of ForkFest 2020. So far, this event has been pretty fantastic, and we're going to get some other perspectives on it because it's been Aria and I here on the program the last couple of days, or in your case, nights. We're recording these during the day. You're listening to our radio show or podcast, and you've got plenty of time to get out here. This thing is just getting started. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is also happening here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. The Porcupine Freedom Festival runs through this Sunday, or it ends on Sunday, and the official curriculum for that doesn't really even start until Thursday, so that's the day you're going to hear this. And so we're seeing a nice build-up here, and welcome to the studio. I'm Ian. Joining me,
I'm Derek J.
And Steven Zeiler.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for coming in. Of course, long-time listeners know you as the founders of AnyPay, which we can get into that and what you guys are doing here. But you're both long-time New Hampshire Freedom Festival people.
Yes.
You've been to countless...
I think 8 now.
...numbers of these things. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And so, you know, you've got the perspective to be able to look back and see, you know, where we're at today here in the middle of week number 1 of ForkFest, which is going to be a 2-week-long thing. You know, what are your impressions so far?
I would say we're in really good shape right now. When I roll around the campground and I see who, you know, what people are doing and what they're set up, there was a big rain last night, and still there's a lot of activity in the morning as I roll in. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people set up doing cool things, selling sandwiches or whatever. I think a lot of people feel like they can vend things. There were, like, dips in the years where people were vending and selling things to each other, which I think is the most fun thing libertarians can do, is like, what have you got to sell us, you know? Sell
offer
us
something.
Something
to your neighbors.
Offer something, and it's a really cool way to connect, even if you're just, maybe you're not the best sandwich maker in the world, but mm-hmm. if you're offering a sandwich to somebody, then you've got 15 minutes to spend with them, and it also, it's kind of fun to make some of your campsite money back, and...
Yeah, it is a great way to meet people, too, if you're running some sort of a booth. You know, if you're new at an event, especially, right? Like, you don't know anybody, you just set some booth up, and then people come to you.
Yeah, even if you sell something weird or stupid, or even if you don't sell anything. There's, you know, people who sell little trinkets, like kids are always selling these pins that people can wear. You know, ForkFest 2020, yeah. And there's a guy who sells knives. I think he actually sells them, but even if he didn't, it would be cool to have... You know, whatever you do, bring it and show off. Let your freak flag fly.
And put a price on it.
And put a price on it, yeah.
So there's some cool stuff here already, and it's still early, right? Like, so day one, there was only really one food vendor. I think it's expanded to several at this point.
Definitely.
Some are kind of on and off. Like, you just did breakfast sandwich, and he's done for the day, I guess?
Yeah, he's doing that every day, 8 to 11, and he advertised that in the Hoova app, which is a good way to know what's going on.
Now, that's something that the Porcupine Freedom Festival has. They've got this tool that's like an online organizing thing, and it lists the different happenings that are going on.
And that's what I would say that they've done really well this year, is helping to just let people know about the other things that other people are doing. You don't have to do the doing.
Right.
You just have to let people know what other people are doing, and that they've done really well.
Yeah, in fact, don't the doing, and that's even better, because not only is it good to encourage others, but if everyone was paying money for one organization to put on everything, then they would not do their own stuff. They would be like, oh, it's all
right.
Planned.
They'll handle it. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll handle it, and I paid my money anyway. So I'm very happy that this year it seems like everyone's doing their own thing. It's like there's new seeds of activity that seem to be sprouting up. There's really great energy. Everyone's excited to be out, and it seems like they've filled out the campground, like, all the way back.
Have you gone back? I haven't even had a
chance. We went all the way back this morning.
There's people all over the place, and I think it's going to fill in as the week goes on.
And another thing I love is that they didn't rent the whole campground. Thank goodness.
Meaning, when you say they, you mean the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
FSB Inc. or whoever, because that was a real pain for me. I really liked interacting with everyday people who are just here at a campground.
Right.
Because, you know, if these ideas of freedom, it's great to come together and talk about them amongst ourselves.
But new people are important.
Yeah, hello. Yeah. There's a whole big world out there. And
well, that's one of the things.
This is a microcosm.
That, so the Porcupine Freedom Festival has had this sort of time frame where they did things one way originally, and then they kind of became almost like a government in a way, right? The Free State Project, this concept of getting the state out of our lives. I mean, it seems inadvertently created their own state, essentially. And you wrote about this in an article that you published yesterday at freekeen.com, just kind of going over the tragic story here of what's called Agora Valley behind us. And so we're at the top of this hill at Rogers Campground. By the way, the White Mountains here are just absolutely beautiful. You've got to get up here if you can.
Yeah.
But the first, I think, four rows were naturally created through sort of market demand. It was like this hot zone where everybody wanted to be. If you had something to sell, you wanted to be in Agora Valley because the place where all the action was at the time was down at the pavilion. There's lots of speakers and things like that. And so everybody set up, and it was just they would sell out, and it was first come, first serve. Like, if you could get a spot, you're in. And if you can't, well, you're too late. You know, maybe next year you'll get a better spot. You got to go out there somewhere or up in the camp zone or wherever you can get a spot. So there was this natural competition for this. And then the Free State Project came up. They were like, well, there's high demand here. We've got money. We can make some more money. And so they started charging vendor fees for those spaces. And for a while, it worked for them, right? Like, there was enough high demand, and people were willing to pay the extra $100.
And I assume that the intention was entirely good, that it was like, we're going to provide services to these people, we're going to make it better for them, and we want to make it better for everyone, and so they wanted to organize it.
Yeah.
But really, I think the economic term is spontaneous order, like that it's emergent behavior. When people see that there's an economic opportunity to make profit, they find their own way in new, beautiful, and creative ways that one person or a team of people just can't centrally manage or control.
It's a good point that they wanted to provide services and help coordinate. But it kind of makes me feel like, you know, when you get you pay taxes or something, and then they say, well, there's services that you're getting provided.
Well, I didn't ask for them.
And now everyone gets the services. Like, it's much better when you try to convince people to pay individually for a service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as, oh, do you need help organizing your campsite? What do you need? I'll charge you money. And if you don't want to pay, then you don't get the service.
Right. And then we'd have a variety of services, likely, and maybe even competing services offering whatever those would be, whatever it is that people would be looking for.
One thing I would love to see, so they hire this free aide.
Yeah. They're kind of like medical techs that volunteer. I don't think they hire free aid, do they?
Okay.
I believe it's a volunteer organization.
Well, they're officially a part of it. And I'm not I wonder if they just did nothing, if people would have a profit incentive to provide this kind of aid.
Well, there is a dentist who wanted to attend this year and offer dental cleaning services. Actually, shortly advertised it before backtracking and saying, oh, I don't know about liability here. Like, but it seems like there's a desire for people to provide, you know, care, medical services, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, free aid came about on its own volition, right? So there were, I think it was Stephanie Murphy, former Free Talk Live co-host. She's a doctor, and, you know, there's some EMT, medical technician types who, they're just part of the, you know, the movement here, and they said, well, this is a thing we can do. We're going to be here anyway, so we'll just provide this service. So free aid did sort of rise on its own volition. It wasn't, you know, centrally controlled by the Free State Projects.
Yeah, well, I would love to see them offer a subscription or something.
For money.
Like,
okay.
And money. People have been trying to get me all this time. So we were constructing our dome the other day, and some people came. They wanted to help. And I was like, you can only help if I can pay you. You can't help for free.
Okay,
because
that's fair.
Because you got to learn that money is better than barter or trade. like, or just giving away stuff in expectation for being helped on, helped out later.
Yeah, it's a modern day tool. We're not cavemen. We don't do favors for each other. We use this tool called money. It yes. communicates
That's
value.
Helpful. It gives us autonomy, because basically once you have it, you can get access to any of the services, and no one feels obligated, like, oh, well, I did that for you. Like, can you help me move now or whatever?
So this touches on one of the kind of fundamental differences between this event and something like Burning Man. This has been called the, like, some people call it the libertarian Burning Man or whatever. And I've never been to Burning Man, but have known people who have. And there's, you know, a lot of hippies there, and they have this thing called the gift economy. And we can talk about, you know, some of the differences coming up here. Can you stick with me?
Yeah.
All right. More with Stephen and Derek. This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. We're here at ForkFest 2020. The unofficial website is forkfest.party. Also going on at the same time, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is here. And we were talking about some of the differences between this event, which has been by some termed the Libertarian Burning Man. By the way, Burning Man canceled this year in 2020 due to COVID craze, lockdown madness. Derek J. and Steven here with me, Ian, in the studio remotely at the top of the hill on a beautiful morning, by the way. Nice and cool. Finally, nice and cool here. It's been a hot last couple of days. Anyway, before we get into talking a little bit more about money and some of the differences between these festivals out there, there's local.bitcoin.com, which is celebrating its first year of helping people buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods, including PayPal and bank deposits, remittances, etc. There's no ID requirements to sign up for the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So get on over to local.bitcoin.com. It's a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. It's local.bitcoin.com. So just a moment ago, we were talking about like one of the key differences, at least from what I can tell, having not been to Burning Man. Have you?
I haven't been to Burning Man. Okay. I know a lot of people who have, though.
Me too.
And yeah, there's no money. Basically, money is discouraged and or not allowed at Burning Man.
You will be a pariah, basically. If you,
you will, which is always a big turnoff to me.
Right.
And I love paying people for things. And like we come here and people want to pitch in. Yeah, they want to pitch in and help. And I insist that they get a Bitcoin wallet, and then I pay them with Bitcoin. And often they're like, "Oh no, I just want to help." It's like, no,
I just want to pay you.
We're gonna push the boundaries of economic understanding here, because like, and then some other people offered wanted to rent a spot to vend on my campsite, and they said, "Well, we'll trade you this or that in exchange." I was like, "No, how about you pay me, and then I'll pay you for the stuff that I want from you." So that it's all very clear and precise, and
nobody has to keep track.
Yeah, we're practicing the market. The whole like we use money to keep track of things, so we don't have to like keep track of all our relationships with people and everything. It's just it's settled, it's done, and we can be independent and autonomous of each other. But I think people in the world don't quite understand money very well, and so I want to insist on like a philosophical level that money be used here, especially at Porkfest, all the time.
I've heard it been described as like an energy exchange between people. It's a way to you know keep
it's
track.
It's stored up energy of work that you've done and value you've provided for other people.
Right, and good money, of course, is used here a lot. Where we've had cryptocurrency, gold. We got the gold back this year. I've been spending those everywhere I've gone to so
I love
far.
That.
So people here have a real appreciation for the difference between bad money, which is government fiat, where the government central bank says we are creating another trillion. Poof. Turn on the money printer, right?
Poof. And what work did they do for that money to be created? Like, value can be created. Money can be created, you know, through actually providing value, doing actual valuable work for another person.
Right. But money
creating
isn't
things.
Value. Money represents value.
Right, right. And so just printing more of it.
You're just adding to the supply, and then we've seen that increases prices, and that's what inflation is, where you increase the money supply. And I think the people on the left, they don't like money. There's a lot of mythology that sort of surrounds money. Like you've heard people say, money's the root of all evil.
Root of all evil. I knew exactly that's what you were going to say.
No, it's like you said, it's a tool. You can use it for evil. You can also use it to feed people and like help people and you know create things and build things, and there's so much that we can do with it.
Ayn Rand has a good thing in Atlas Shrugged about it being called the root of all evil, and says it's actually the root of all good.
Yeah. But
it's,
evil people
it's how
use
people,
money, too.
They use water, too. I mean...
Yeah. Right. And I think that with the lefties, they see, maybe some of them see the bad ways that money has been used.
Sure, They have a lot of... The right, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, maybe they can identify correctly the idea that you know money might be used to go to war, for instance. Mm-hmm. That is a major tool. In fact, the inflationary dollar is a huge tool to allow governments to steal the money to go to war.
And these companies that make bombs and warplanes and stuff, and they get in bed with the government, and then they get these huge deals. And so it seems like, oh, man, this profit right. just makes wars happen.
If we didn't have money, they think, oh, well, if we didn't have money, we wouldn't have these problems or whatever. At least that's what
well,
I think.
Well, the truth for them is they don't have money, and that's the problem. Like,
well,
they don't understand what it is or why it's good for them, and so right. they think it's bad.
Right. They just have written off the whole concept of money because all the money they've ever used has been bad money. And that's one of the key differences, I think, between these events is at a Burning Man, they hate money. They say, stay away with your money. Just give everything away. It's a gift economy. If you just give, people will give you things. And to some extent, there's some truth to that, I
sure.
think, in life. But I love this so much better, being able to just put a price on a thing and offer your services. That's what people love in this movement. They love a free market.
Yeah.
And that's what this approximates, at least here for a week or two in the woods of New Hampshire.
We built a nightclub, and it took yes. a lot of work and is really cool and fun to hang out in. And
I mean, it's the attraction.
And we charge for tickets.
No
so
apology necessary. Yeah.
So we have... I've been selling tickets.
Yes, I bought one.
Yeah, so
two.
If people want to enter this private space, they can pay $5, mm-hmm. you know, for the week, or $2 just for the one party
right.
one night.
And it's also a great signal because it tells us and that someone values
it's
what
working.
We're doing.
Yeah,
and you like we can have a party where anyone's allowed to come for free, and that's good. But we don't know how much they value it. If we see that everyone who came for free is going to come for $2, then we say, oh. This is valuable, and maybe they'll all come for $5, and then we know this is even more valuable. We can invest more in it,
sure,
and make it even better. And so that's great. It's a more precise way of communicating. And
another food vendor, by the way, pulling in right now, Matt from my roommate from Keene. He's gonna be selling chili here today, so I'm excited about that. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, at the party too, we only accept bitcoins, and that's
not true.
Well, that was a mistake. We're gonna back
that.
Up on
we
that.
We were talking about that all last night.
I gave Derek a pretty hard time for that. Because
yeah.
Here's the
I paid with gold
backs.
Rules. Yeah, but I shouldn't have accepted anything other than Bitcoin. Not that I don't believe you can't do it, but uh-huh. it really forces the issue about people using this Bitcoin.
Well, they
thing.
All like talking about it, but mm-hmm. if they...
I don't think they can do it. I think
really,
there's a lot of people talking, oh, yeah, Bitcoin, and they've never used it, and they don't know how, and I want them to actually
learn. Your unnamed friend who also managed to finagle a ticket without paying for Bitcoin
uh-huh.
by tricking Derek.
He can use it. I don't think he can.
He can't. But, Derek, I honestly think...
He was like, oh, the confirmation time will be so slow.
Derek, you should revoke that ticket. I'm serious.
What do you think about this?
I don't remember the details
well,
on this. What happened?
Okay, and another person, I was like, hey, I'm selling tickets to this, you know, thanks for hanging out at my nightclub. It's $5. You know, you pay in Bitcoin. Here you mm-hmm. go. And he was like, oh, I'm going to pay in these gold backs. Oh, you just wait. You know, the confirmation time. Look. It's instant. I was like, yeah, but...
And this was a crypto guy, right?
Yeah,
big crypto guy.
Quote-unquote crypto guy.
Okay.
But he didn't have a wallet.
I won't reveal identities. Yeah.
So...
What?
Yeah, he couldn't do it. And, Derek, you got to take a ticket back.
Okay, guys, hang on. We're going to continue here in just a moment from the campground. We're at Rogers Campground. It's ForkFest 2020, forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event. There's a lot to happen here. We still got a full week and a half to go. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in the swing state of Wisconsin on Thursday, visiting a shipbuilding firm, the president focusing some of his remarks on coronavirus testing.
We have the greatest testing program in the world. We've developed it over a period of time, and we're up to almost 30 million tests. That means we're going to have more cases. If we didn't want to test, or if we didn't test, we wouldn't have cases. But we have cases because we test. Deaths are down. We have one of the lowest mortality rates. We've done an incredible historic job.
The United States Supreme Court is bolstering the government's ability to quickly deport illegal aliens who enter the country, siding with the Trump administration and refusing to give asylum seekers a broad right to make their case to a federal judge. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 300 points to finish the day at 25,746. You're listening to USA Radio News. During a Capitol Hill briefing on Thursday, House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, was asked about the coronavirus and President Trump referring to it as a Kung Flu virus and if that's a term that should be used and if he agrees with it.
Do you think that's the most pressing issue you have about the coronavirus?
Think about that.
I know, but what I'm thinking about is why that is your most pressing issue as a question.
Well,
when we just see a spike in coronavirus, you're concerned about somebody and the way they name it. That's appalling to me. You know what? I think we should all focus, learn more about this disease, and stop this virus. But every time I've come here, you've always had those type of questions. It's interesting to me if that's what your viewers care most about. Because you know what my constituents care most about? Their safety and their health.
The Eiffel Tower in Paris is allowing visitors once again, but it's only open to the second floor. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020 on what is, for us, day number three. You'll be hearing this the next day because we're a day in advance of doing these things. You've got plenty of time to come on out here. If you're in New England, make the trip up to Rogers Campground. This weekend, of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival will be ramping up to its final night, which is Saturday night. And given the number of people that are here already, I think it's going to fill in pretty well. It's going to be a good crowd by that time. And then we see another week of just ForkFest that happens this next coming week, and that should ramp up to what should be a pretty awesome 4th of July, where not only will the campground provide fireworks, but our very own Aria DeMezzo and Captain Kickass and Michael, they got a band they put together, so there's going to be live music for the very first time. I mean, you've performed music, you've done DJing, Stephen, but actually, like, people with instruments.
Yeah, but I can't sing.
Yeah, people with instruments. Well, I don't know if Captain Kickass can sing real well. He keeps saying he can't, so we'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing it either way.
Cool.
It'll be great. So,
did I hear they're performing the... do you know what their set list is?
You could ask Aria that. I know there's going to be some, like, Rage Against the Machine and some other, you know, some other favorites of people in the Liberty community. Not to say that those guys are necessarily Freedom people or whatever, but...
Yeah, are there any spoilers or anything? I don't want
to... You're going to have to call it out, Aria. I don't know your set list.
All right.
So if you want to call out some of what you're playing, maybe that will help Derek J. With his question. I don't know. Did you even hear his question?
Okay, so she's just going to hop on in here, I guess, real fast. What songs?
Well, I'm not going to give the full set list, obviously.
Of course, just some samples.
But we're opening with, like, War Pigs from Black Sabbath.
Cool.
Okay. We are doing one Rage Against the Machine song that's Killing in the Name, because that,
nice.
That F you, I won't do what you tell me thing, that's going to go over
people
really
like
well.
People like that.
That'll be great. And the Rebels Inc. song that's used often to open Free Talk Live.
That's what I was hoping to hear. Okay, great. I wasn't sure if that was a secret or not. I had heard that rumor, and I was happy to hear that. That's
it's
great.
It's going to be fun.
You're going to play the Free Talk Live song.
Exactly, yeah.
That's awesome.
Those guys actually performed years ago at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
A long time ago. So just a moment ago, we were talking about money. And you guys got into this plan that you had to only charge Bitcoin for people to get into your nightclub that you've created. You've got
this
awesome
dome. We made a
whole
city. So we've got AnyPay City,
true,
which is down there. It's three campsites
you had
covered in bistro lights, all staged up on huge poles. We've got a gym with barbells and weights and a bench, and we've got a water cooler for ice-cold water when it's wicked hot out.
And we have a grocery store, which is an independent company that's on our property.
I saw that.
Yeah, they're great.
Fruit and things like
fresh
that.
Fresh fruit, veggies, protein bars, really good stuff there.
So
really
great.
The most nutrient-dense thing you can find.
And at the center is Astra Lounge, which is a nightclub in the woods. I mean, when you go up and see this thing, it's got three disco balls hanging right
now.
Yeah, and maybe even more by Friday. And, like, professional lights. We've got a real professional lighting company
to
set this up, and it is amazing.
Paid in Bitcoin.
Yep,
awesome.
It's not a guy. It's a company that does like they do big productions at like big weddings, big corporate events, and they take Bitcoin.
Well, it looked great last year, and it looks awesome this year.
And so $2, it's really not a barrier to entry. The barrier is Bitcoin. It has to be paid in Bitcoin. And, you know, Bitcoin's been a thing at Porkfest since, what, 2011, 2012?
Yeah.
2013 at the very least. And
some of the Bitcoin originals came here. Roger Ver and
there
Eric
are pictures
Voorhees.
Of Eric and Roger sitting on a tent selling Bitcoin at a picnic table. So it's been a thing. And if you're not down with this by now, like, get with the program.
You're a decade too late.
Just what is the hold up?
Yeah.
And so this is, I really want to produce something that's enticing for people that they want to be a part of, and the only way to get it is they
it's
have
exclusive.
To cross that barrier and jump into using Bitcoin. $2, just do it.
And you're not too late. It's been a decade, but it's still early, right? Like, even though Bitcoin...
Oh, I'm teaching people every day.
Yeah. And it's never too late to learn. In fact, it's easier now to get into it than it ever has been. You know, back in the day, you used to have to download a complicated wallet, and it was difficult.
So much easier.
And now there's all these choices, and so you were saying, Stephen, Derek needs to take back the ticket that he sold to somebody, sort of inadvertently. He wasn't thinking real hard. Oh, somebody's got some gold backs. I'll sell a ticket.
Well, I think Derek was pressured into doing it. And
I did. I was like, I had my wallet
pretty.
Out. He was like talking over me and saying like, whoa, the confirmation time is going to be so much faster. Watch this. You know, and I hand it over. I was like, okay, but like Bitcoin, just pay me in Bitcoin, right?
And what was his excuse for not having Bitcoin? He like didn't have his wallet.
He just said that the confirmation time was going to be too slow, and I was like, I'm not worried about that.
That's up to me.
And
first of all, you're using AnyPay. Anyway,
I use AnyPay, and it's going to be fast.
Yeah, that's not the issue. AnyPay, your payment processing thing that you guys do with cryptocurrency, which you can get to the AnyPay cash register on the Google or Apple app stores, it doesn't wait for the confirmation to show whether someone has paid the bill.
That would be stupid.
Yeah, it shows it almost instantaneously. It's within usually 2 seconds.
Yeah.
In my experience, at the most, it's usually like, okay, maybe if it's delayed, it might take 10 seconds. But most of the time, it's faster than a credit card as far as noting the payment. Now, with cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, there are things called confirmations. And it's important to eventually get a confirmation. But with payment systems like Bitcoin SV or Bitcoin Cash, you don't have to wait for the confirmation because those payments can't be reversed, whereas with the original BTC Bitcoin, they put a so-called feature in a few years ago that actually makes it so you can like set a little switch, and then later, you can pull, before the first confirmation comes in, you can cancel that transaction.
Yes, and for many wallets, it's on by default.
Some wallets, but we detect that, so it will show up. And it's important that people use the Bitcoin, because a lot of them are understanding that their Bitcoin wallet isn't actually that great. Like, there was a guy down here, he was buying some produce, and he pulled out his Coinbase.
Oh.
And he paid, and I was like, whoa, don't pay that QR code. Pay this in ePay City.
Mm-hmm.
And then he paid, he said, and nothing happened. And he said, oh, it's pending. I was like, well, that's because it didn't send.
That's because Coinbase does pending first.
And so it hasn't sent yet, and it might be a while. Like, and I wanted to show him, like, if you go to a store and try to pull this off, they're not going to say that you paid.
Because you didn't.
Because you didn't pay. So... Because Coinbase could cancel that. They could determine you don't have enough funds or whatnot. You can't just walk away. So we want to make sure that people are using it and understanding what is the correct experience and what is insufficient.
Yeah, and there is a learning curve. And I think that's one of the things you guys do best. A couple of years ago, you launched the Bitcoin store, or the Bitcoin shop, in Portsmouth. And initially, the whole point of that was an outreach tool that you had people coming into the store. You had some cool T-shirts out front, you know, like cool, like sciencey, geeky, whatever T-shirts, crypto shirts. And people would be like, I want this shirt. Like, okay, well, you have to pay with Bitcoin. And they didn't know what. Okay, how do I do that? And then you had a Bitcoin vending machine there, and you'd walk them through the process of installing a wallet. And that was such great activism. So you're still doing the same activism. You're just doing it with a party tent now instead of the Bitcoin shop.
And also, this is a social thing for me. I want to cut. There's a lot of people around here, and I know
they're
not all cool, and that in the long run, I want to invest my time into people who are open-minded, who are willing to try things, and are willing to put their money where their mouth is. And I don't want to interact with anyone who doesn't do what they say or isn't open-minded.
Or it's just lip service. Like, oh, Bitcoin because, you know, I like it or that's cool. I like the people who are in it.
If
you're the people who use it, then you're my friend.
Right. And then also these people often tend to be less good for parties.
So
I don't want people to be able to come in and just, you know, throw in two pieces of paper and be like, now I'm in the party. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. I don't oppose what you're saying, so I guess we should do a refund for the two that I bought, because I did buy with gold backs.
Yeah, Ian did too. We have to revoke his ticket.
Yeah. Well, your ticket can be swapped. You can just give him the gold backs back. You can pay from anypay.city.
Yes. Let's talk about that briefly as well, because that's a cool new thing. I mean, it's not that new, but you sort of haven't been promoting it. You've been developing this website.
Well, I used it today. It was much easier. So Silver Dave has the most... he's a vendor here. He has the most organic best food.
He does, and I had some of it yesterday. Do you guys want to stay for another segment?
Please.
Of course. All right,
more with Stephen and Derek. This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. ForkFest.party. That's a website. You can check it out. We're coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party. There's a website there. It'll tell you a little bit about this event. It'll link you over to a pretty busy Telegram chat room, so you can hop in there and find out what's going on. There's, like, you know, somebody's got some chili they're selling over at a campsite. They let you know, or you can get a name badge with the Shire Society.
Weather report.
Yeah, all kinds of info available in there. There's also a link to a forum, not quite as used. There's an individual who's launched a calendar as well. So, you know, there's all these different things that people just sort of spontaneously put together here at ForkFest, which is part of the cool, you know, one of the cool aspects about this event. It's not centrally controlled. There's not some board of directors who is sitting there deciding what shall be important and what won't. And by the way, I'm sitting here in our remote studio on a beautiful overcast day. It's not raining at the moment. It was sprinkling a little bit earlier, but so much nicer today than it's been the last couple of days. It's Ian here with
Derek J.
And Steven.
Yeah, the guys from AnyPay. We were just talking about AnyPay.city, which I think was a good move as far as there was a renaming. There was a different name for the site previously. It was Energy City, which we talked about how money is like energy.
Yeah, I still love the name.
It's a cool
Energy
name.
City, but AnyPay.
City,
yes,
nice. It's better for the branding. And,
yeah,
and AnyPay makes sense as a you know, a term for people. It's like AnyPay makes it easy to pay with a bunch of different, you know, options.
And speaking of that, we made it really easy to pay at Silver Dave's restaurant, which is the best restaurant here by far, hands down. He's so conscious about the quality and the ingredients and everything he obsesses over.
Yeah,
and he's constantly working. cooking. Yep. He loves it.
I think he's only doing dinner, though, right? Like, he's only
he does
set up
breakfast, does he do lunch, breakfast? And dinner, I think.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's different every day. And he also has all day, he has this cashew iced coffee that he
that
made, and it's fantastic.
Ari and I went down there. We had dinner
but
there.
He's always working, and he doesn't want to have to spend a bunch of time taking payment from people and all of that. He wants you to just pay. And so in the past, and bless Dave, he's awesome, it was hard to get him. He doesn't want to keep his phone on him. He's busy. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't want to have to, like, ring you up and show you the QR code
and
all
that. He's got to cook and collect, and that's a lot.
He doesn't want that. So now you can go to anypay.city on your own phone. You don't even have to talk to Dave. And click Pork Fest, and then click Silver Dave.
Right.
And then
and
you
he's
can,
one of several businesses, by the way.
And there's more and more every day.
Yep.
And then you can pay in one of the cryptocurrencies that is supported on AnyPay without even having to talk to Dave. And it makes it way easier for you. And you could pay from your own campsite. You could pay from anywhere. And
you pay from wherever you have best service.
Yeah, wherever you have the service. You don't have service down by Dave. You can pay and then go back. And then for him, he gets an email and notification and a record saying what the payment was and what it was for. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really convenient. And you can add yourself to it by getting an AnyPay account. And it's great.
It is easy to do. In fact, I was just setting up a gentleman yesterday. He's your neighbor down the street here. He's right next to you on one of these streets. His name's Footloose, and he was talking. I just happened to come up to him on a conversation he was having, and it happened to be about crypto somehow, or got to that point.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, he seemed like he was pretty new to it. He'd never had a wallet before, but he had gotten Coinbase, and I'm like, no, you probably don't want to use Coinbase. And then he mentioned Uphold. And I'm like, yeah, they're kind of like Coinbase, maybe a little smaller, but they're still one of these centrally managed wallets. And I explained to him the difference, which is an important thing for people who are new to cryptocurrency to understand, between what they call a custodial wallet and a non-custodial wallet, which I find to be a confusing terminology at first blush. So what non-custodial means is the company that makes the wallet doesn't have custody of your what they call keys. So with cryptocurrency wallets, you either have your keys or somebody else does. And if it's somebody else who has the keys, well, you don't actually control the money. You don't get to decide what happens to it. If Coinbase wants to freeze your account, the government comes to them and says, we want to freeze that account. Coinbase will do it. And then you will not get any crypto out of that account. Whereas if you have what they call a custodial wallet, meaning your wallet that you have gives you custody of your keys, not even the company who makes that wallet software purportedly has your keys, especially if it's open source. You hope they're being honest about that. And so you have total control over your Bitcoin or your other cryptocurrencies. And that's a really important thing for people to learn about. Like, Coinbase is convenient, but there's
not really. Not if you try and use it.
Yeah,
there's a guy who tried to pay yesterday, and we were just sitting there staring at the screen waiting for it to send. Because
that's awful.
That's not how Coinbase works. They're not interested in helping you send your Bitcoins anywhere.
They just want you to buy them.
Yeah, buy them, give us your money, and then we'll just hold your coins and let you look at them.
Yeah, that's a great point. They're not convenient to use as, like, payments. I guess what I meant to say was, they're new for new people. It's an on ramp for people
here's
to get into crypto.
Here's what they've done.
They get trapped.
They've advertised so that they're at the top of the results when anyone's looking for ways to buy Bitcoin, and then they just say, "Oh, I'll go with the first one. Must be the best." Nope.
No, they're not the best. They're like the big bank of Bitcoin.
They're the worst, basically, in my opinion.
I agree with you. Absolutely. And they banned me a few years ago.
Yeah. And they have a federal prosecutor on their board of directors. So
that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. So, anyway,
they've been saddling up to the government from day number one. They are, if the government has something for them to polish, they'll do it.
Well, can I tell you the best wallet? I love this, and I set everyone up with it. I've set it up probably 20 different times today. Oh, you already know about this, Handcash.
Oh, yeah.
It is my favorite. It is the way that Bitcoin is meant to be. It's almost like Bitcoin never happened, and it's brand new, and I'm introducing it to people. Because the way it works, like, there's a guy who bought Bitcoin, I think from, like, Roger Ver or Eric Voorhees at Porkfest a million years ago. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I don't want to use Bitcoin. It's too slow. It's too complicated to buy a ticket to Space Disco. I set him up with hand cash, and he used it to pay and was like, wow, that is a completely different experience. He's mm-hmm. like, this is so much easier than I thought it was going
to
be.
So are you guys selling Bitcoin to people to put in their hand cash wallet?
No, but we say, you know, what are you offering to people in the marketplace?
You know, and then I buy whatever they're selling.
Go sell something, and you'll earn some Bitcoins. And then this guy, I think he went and he found a third person and bought some Bitcoin.
Right.
But you can't buy it from us, even with gold backs.
Okay. Now, that's different from previous AnyPay visits to this campground, because you guys have had Bitcoin vending machines. You do operate some. It's one of the things AnyPay does up here in New Hampshire, is you got a handful of Bitcoin vending machines. So,
well, we're focusing, there's AnyPay Inc. and AnyPay Vending Corporation, mm-hmm. and they're two different entities, and AnyPay Inc. is here helping people use Bitcoin as software.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where our role really shines here at Porkfest, because there's so many vendors that want to accept Bitcoin and all these different cryptocurrencies. AnyPay Inc. makes that really easy.
Yeah, it doesn't really help that cause, I think, to be selling people Bitcoin necessarily.
Because of
trying to get them to earn it.
Yeah.
So like, I would rather be putting out here at Porkfest. I think that everyone can be down with the vibe of you earn it.
Mm.
You don't just buy it with paper money. And it also was kind of embarrassing to be accepting paper money in our machines here at Porkfest. So all of these things led us to not bring it. And also,
and there are other people selling it. So
we're going to complain about our high prices anyway.
Well, Aria, for instance, has some for sale.
Great. So, yeah. I want people to be selling it here. That's just, we're focusing on what we're...
I want to earn it. I want to leave with more Bitcoins than I came, not the other way around.
Right. And you did pay your help with Bitcoin.
I did. I paid everyone with Bitcoin. I used hand cash, and it was way better. Okay, so last
year... And
that's
Bitcoin SV, just to clarify. I understand that you call it Bitcoin, and it is Bitcoin. It's actually probably arguably the most true to the original Bitcoin. I think that truly is... a fact about Bitcoin.
Well, it seems like everyone around here is using a number of different coins. So.
What have you heard about? Because last year, Bitcoin Cash dominated. You know, you get statistics.
People use Dash. They've been using more Dash than Bitcoin Cash.
You've been looking?
From the Space Disco sales.
Okay.
I have seen people mainly use Bitcoin SV, then Bitcoin Cash, then Dash.
Okay.
That's my observation.
Last year I paid everyone in Bitcoin Cash, and I had everyone get a Bitcoin Cash wallet. And that was nice. They downloaded Bitcoin.com or whatnot, and I paid them that way. But I had to, every time I wanted to pay them, I had to be like, okay, stop what you're doing, pull out your wallet, I'll scan it, and I'll pay like every hour whatever they were working. Mm. And this year I just had all of their names
and
in my hand cash, and I just
send
it. And you can send to multiple people at once if you want. You'd be like, I want to send $20 to these five people each.
So instead of using a awkward, confusing wallet ID which has a ton of letters and numbers in it, hand cash uses a username, right?
And you can have a profile picture so you can see a nice little picture, like, hey, I'm sending to Ian and Dave and Joe.
So it's very much like more of a competitor to the platforms people are used to, like a Venmo.
But it's even better than that, because so like people are like, oh, it's like Venmo, you get a name, or it's like PayPal, you get a name, or these Square, you get a name. Well, you can't send money from Square to Venmo to PayPal all using the same naming system.
No,
it's only within those closed ecosystem. But
and those are all centrally controlled.
That's true. Then they're not Bitcoins, right?
Guys, do you want to say? It's up to you. It's been an hour.
No, I've got to go.
1 hour is good.
Okay, you guys rock. Thanks so much. We're out of time for this hour, but we got more coming up here. Ari is sitting over there, so we got more to talk about, and we'll see who else comes by on what is date number 3 here at Porkfest.
Thank you, Ian.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.